Podcast.
Jay and Dave, on air weekdays and online now at cfmmackay.com.au. Jay and Dave have been waiting for the ring road just as long as you. Everything Mackay and the Wits Sundays, CFM.
Yeah, morning to you, Jay and Dave, for breaking. It's 25 minutes away from 6. Welcome to Monday morning. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Jet Setter.
Jet Setter.
Yes, back from Africa after 2 weeks.
Less than the rains in Africa, baby. I am jet lagged still.
Yeah.
Arriving in the country on Saturday, 2 weeks away, by the way.
Yeah.
Come back. You think I would have said by today it would be gone, but I'm not. I woke up at midnight last night and I've been awake since.
Can I just ask you something? Is this your first time away overseas?
No.
Okay. No. On a very long haul flight?
No.
Such as this?
No.
Really?
Okay. I did it a couple of years ago.
I thought that might have been the case.
No. I did it a few years ago. I went to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Which is still a long flight. Mm. But you get back and then, you know, I took about 3 days off to recover from said jet lag. But
sure.
I'm telling you at the moment, it is killing me. So we're going to persevere this morning.
You know what it is? It's because you're older.
I'm not as good as I used to be. That's what they say. Hey. Big show on the way this morning. Tonight, it is the MasterChef Grand Final.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to seeing this as well. We've got two contestants left and Gary Megan, one of the judges. He's going to be joining us a little bit later on too.
Love Gazza.
Yeah.
Out of the three judges, I think he would be the... I'm sorry, George Colombaris, he annoys the crap out of me.
Yeah.
Every time
cooking, with passion, yeah.
He uses his hand and he stands on his tippy toes all the time.
Well, that's because he's short. He has to. He's got no choice.
Well, the costume department should fix him up.
Well, get him a little step ladder or something like that so he's up against, what's the big fella with a cravat?
Matt Preston. Gets too close and lead him. Straight in. We'll catch up with Gary Megan later this morning. Plus, your chance to win, I've heard this,
yeah.
$100,000 of Caneland Central.
Yep, it's the Wall of Fortune promotion, and every single person that calls through the show goes in the draw on Friday. We give away a $200 gift card for Caneland Central too. Okay, the impossible question for the Northern Beaches Bowls Club. Three quarters of us say that we can do this, but only one in five of us say that we're experts at it. 13, 27, 10. It is an activity, and it's something you would have done as a child a lot, but you don't do as much anymore.
Is that everybody doesn't do this as much anymore, or is it just one, like...
Quite a few of us don't do it. Like, the majority of us don't do it anymore.
All right. Darren has called us. Darren, your plans for this morning, mate?
It's working.
Okay.
Mate,
obviously I'm in the truck.
Hearing your pain.
What do you think it is?
Dancing.
Well, you do that a lot as a kid, don't you?
You do.
You don't do it as much anymore, although the missus are probably asking you all the time.
Most blokes who dance these days is usually at a nightclub or a bar facility, and they've got a beer in their hand on the side of the dance floor, nodding their head. That's as much as they dance these days.
It's incorrect.
Okay.
Thank you, Darren. See you later. Let's take another call. Hopefully we can help this person out.
G'day, Fiona. What do you think it is?
Would it be climb a tree?
Ooh. I don't think I ever have done that as an adult.
I don't think you could do that.
A little tree, maybe?
Is it right?
It's nowhere near right.
Okay. Thanks for your call, Fiona.
Thanks.
See ya.
I could see the branches bending down. Not right. All right, so give us a clue for tomorrow.
Okay. I'll make it another cryptic clue.
Yeah.
I'd say the half of us would have done this in the backyard.
Okay.
Well, we haven't heard from you for the last 2 weeks either. You've been away on holidays. I'm actually quite intrigued to see what Africa's like.
I've written a journal. Would you like to hear it?
Absolutely, yeah.
It's the African Lion Safari. It's scary, but nobody cares.
Okay, tell us all what happened.
Where did you get that from?
Don't ask.
All right, here we go. Dear African Diary. Well, I'm home safe and sound after 2 weeks of walking on your land. It's nice to be home, but I do miss you. Actually, I have to admit, I'll tell you what I'm not missing, though, is my stuffed-up body clock, which has thrown me into spin from the first day that I landed in Africa. Now, Johannesburg, wow, what an eye-opening city. The people are beautiful and some a little bit suspicious, but you're certainly not in the running for Africa's cleanest city, let's face it. No,
right.
You actually resemble that of the Mackay showground after the show has left for another year, times that by a million. Parts of you smelt like Harbour Road before the sewage,
oh, yeah.
The sewage plant was taken away as well. But nonetheless, I did fall in love with you.
Oh.
From Johannesburg, I travelled to Port Elizabeth, Dave. How spectacular is that place? I saw the beaches, how gorgeous they were. But still, we win with Whitehaven Beach. I do ask, though, one very easy question.
Yeah.
Do people own washing machines there? Because I really didn't enjoy the fact that I had to wash my clothes in the nearest lake with the baboons watching me over yonder. That I'm not actually lying about. Although, if I'm asking for requests, please, can I also put in a request to make your lion population to keep it down at night time? Because it scared the bejesus out of me. That's probably why I'm also tired at the moment. I've since been told that it could have been a family of rock rabbits.
Instead of lions.
Rock rabbits. Oh, sound remarkably like lions, apparently. But, kids, if that's not enough to make you scared at night time, you're probably not going to travel to Africa anytime soon. 31 elephants I saw on my travels, giraffes, rhinos, and monkeys.
Oh, nice.
One thing I also have to ask is, the character from Pumbaa, the Lion King.
Yeah.
Is it a warthog, or is it a waterhog?
What?
I've been calling it a waterhog the whole time I was in Africa. Everybody laughed at me. You think Africans should know their animals better by now. And that's the latest entry into my African journal.
Looking forward to the Serena show. It's on this weekend, by the way. Make sure you get out to the showgrounds and check out all the action, especially in the sheds where the competition really heats up. The old ducks, you know, the blue rinse set, they go at it hammer and tong when it comes to the cooking, the home economics.
You know, my nana's taken out the big prizes in Atherton.
Really?
At the Atherton show. She puts in her little fruitcake and little biscuits and scones and takes out the big prize.
Do you think that's some of that's rubbed off on you? Her cooking ability is rubbed off
on
you?
Of course. She could take out MasterChef Senior. Right. If there was such a thing. Yeah, for sure.
Well, I was actually thinking about this. We should enter something into the competition at Serena Show. Just for, see how we go against the seasoned professionals.
There is no way we could take out any kind of category. What sort of categories are there?
Well, there's a whole heap of them. You've got preserves, you've got the cookery, which is your different types of scones, not scones. You've got the champion scone, Dot Nicholson Memorial Trophy. There's one good one. Then you've got all the fruitcakes and everything, like the boiled fruitcake, the pumpkin fruitcake, the rich fruitcake, and then you go on to ice cakes. Then you've got the small cakes, the chocolate slices, the raspberry slice.
There's too many categories for me to cook in all of those. We have to choose one.
Okay.
Well, actually, let's open it up. So you want to put something into the actual show.
I mean, first prize is $8. Let's go for it. That's what it is. First prize, $8. I want that eight smackers. That's what I want, okay?
$8?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll do it. If call us now, 13 27 10. We'll take some calls after the news.
Yeah.
What category should we cook in?
Okay.
Yeah. Are you serious about this, or are you just pulling my leg?
No, I'm serious about this. Let's go. Let's see how we stack up against the best of the best.
All right.
Serena Show, it's on like Donkey Kong, girls.
This weekend.
Look out.
13, 27, 10, what should we be baking in this cook-off?
Can we just leave preserves out of there? Because that looks way too hard for us.
I think you've got to cook with sugar and everything.
Oh, do you? Okay. Nah, forget
all right,
it.
We'll take some calls on this just after the latest in news.
Okay, Dot, 13, 27, 10, what do you reckon we should bake?
A boiled fruitcake.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
How do you make that?
God, don't ask me.
And you expect us to?
So that would that be the hardest thing, or would like a sponge cake or something else be easier for us to do?
I don't know. I reckon the boiled fruitcake would be better. But yeah, sponge cake, I don't make that many cakes. I don't have time because I study. I go to uni and teacher.
Righty. Okay, well, we'll put that down. Boiled crisp, like a fruitcake. Okay, all right. Thank you, Dot.
You're welcome.
See you later.
See ya.
Okay. Look, I think we're going to have to cross that one off list because we didn't know how to make it to start with. That's going to be a bit of an issue. Now, Bev, you've had experience, I guess, in submitting something to the Serena Show. I think it was the Serena Show, yeah?
Well, my granddaughter ended, she came second. She did milk, carrot, biscuits, and icing in 100,000 donuts.
Does she actually make the arrowroot biscuit or just buy it from the shop?
No, she was only 4.
All right.
and she came second.
We're in with a shot.
Hang on, was that at the Serena Show?
Yeah, that was at the Serena Show.
Okay. All right. No pressure, Jay and Dave.
Yeah. The competition has just been blown wide open, Bev.
Oi. All right.
It's in the kids section, though, so you might have to put your age now.
Yeah, no, we're definitely a little bit older than four. All right, Bev, we'll look at other categories. Thank you.
No worries.
See you later. That was kind of easy, though. Yeah. Milk arrowroot biscuits covered with icing and then like hundreds of thousands on top.
Yeah, that's a pretty good creation, actually. Angie, you're saying scones, but let us ask you this. What's your recipe for scones?
I just use self-raising flour.
Yeah.
Get some butter, knead it into your flour, and then once it's all like breadcrumbs, oh, you've got to put a little bit of salt into it.
Okay.
And put a bit of water. I usually use a bit of milk.
I'm writing this down as we go. Thanks for that recipe.
So you're stealing a recipe, are you?
Well, in case we decide to cook scones. So I think we should leave it today. We'll get some voting on our Facebook page.
Yeah, sure.
Get people to decide what we should cook at the Serena show this weekend.
Okay. The milk arrowroot biscuits just with hundreds and thousands thrown out. That's easy.
That's too easy.
Hey, Jay, before we go into the news, can we just check the tweets?
We haven't done that for a while.
I did that on Friday.
I haven't done that for a while. CFM, Jay and Dave, one word, send us a tweet.
Rob says, it's good to see you back, Jay. You weren't eaten by a lion.
Good call.
There's another one here, actually, from Michelle. She says, this is her exact words. I was at Rock Pop Mime Saturday night. Dave. It's called twerking, not tweaking. That's right. I got them confused. And I decided to twerk with a couple of the girls up on the stage, too.
You did not.
I did.
Isn't that when they shake their backside?
Yeah, I've got a whole lot of backside to shake, though.
You're probably still shaking from that.
I have been, yeah.
All right, you can send us a tweet, CFM, Jay and Dave, one word. You like reading them out online, or you can just post on our Facebook page wall as well, CFM Mackay.
Now, if you've just joined us over the past couple of weeks, Jay has just returned from being over on holidays in Africa. You obviously had a good time.
Very jet-lagged, to be honest.
You got back home and opened up your voicemail. And you got quite a few messages there, didn't you?
You are something else.
Yeah.
You are...
Basically, what I did is very early on, I think it was Wednesday last week, I gave out your mobile number on air. And a few people actually called up, and I actually hacked into your voicemail. Can we just play the music? I
just called. Oh, boy. I'm not saying a word.
Three quarters of them, we can't put to air for obvious reasons, okay?
But three quarters of them who rang are dirty.
But then I tell you what, these ones are we're probably the better behaved ones that I decided to hack off your voicemail.
All right.
Are you ready for this?
I don't know.
You haven't heard these
no,
yet, have you?
I'm a little bit sceptical of this.
Okay, let's go.
G'day, you've called Jay from CFM. Leave a message after the tone. I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
That is my voicemail.
Yeah.
Hello, Jay. This is Lee from... your copy of The Little Mermaid is overdue by 3 weeks. We were just wondering if you could drop that
bastard.
In. Yeah, we'd really appreciate the copy of The Little Mermaid back. Thank you.
The Little Mermaid.
How are you going, mate? It's Jacko here.
Jacko.
Mate, I was trying to get your number, but you don't want to give it out to anyone. But guess what? I've got it. Dave, give it to me. And he's given it to about 10 others. So, mate, suck on that.
Thanks, Jacko.
Hey, buddy, it's Rick here, mate. Listen, remember those costumes that you inadvertently took away from backstage at the Kiss gig?
Oh,
mate,
the promoter.
I don't want to know what you did with them in your own time. That's your business. But at the end of the day, mate, I'm getting grief. And as you know, I deal with these acts all the time.
So, what are you wearing, darling? Have you got that little black number on that you had on for me the other night? Anyway, call me.
Jay, it's Mandy. You never rang me back. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. I'm pregnant.
Who are these people?
Hey, Jay, I just wanted to let you know that, I'm pregnant.
Jeez, you've been busy.
Hey, Jay, this is Neil from Harvey Norman. Mate, I just thought I'd drop this message. I think I'm going to be pregnant.
Up until the end of Friday, they go into the draw for a $200 K-Land Central gift card.
Speaking of which, you just played part of my voicemail.
Yeah.
On the air. You gave out my mobile phone number on the air when I was away in Africa.
Yeah. I can give it away again if you want.
No, that's fine.
0404-729-185.
Sonia has called through. And she's not terribly impressed with... So you've got something to say to Dave there, Sonia?
Three things. One, that was bloody cruel, giving out his phone number.
Oh, as if he hasn't been cruel to me many
Sonia,
times.
Sonia, I agree. I've had so
by
many messages.
Handing out the number, that's a little bit private.
I know.
Bugger knows who could get that and continue to have it and harass him forever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two, welcome back, Jay.
Thank you, Sonia. Thank you.
Three, thanks for getting me busted on the weekend, Dave. Bloody replaying my thing about getting somebody to pay me bathroom. Me hubby heard that in the car on Saturday.
So how are the divorce proceedings coming along?
I know, he just says, oh, that's why it's so clean, eh? Yeah.
Now, if you've been on holidays for the past 2 weeks, so has Jay. He's been over in Africa. Decided to go around your place for dinner last night to catch up, yeah?
Mm, it was good.
Can you do me a favour? Every time I go around your place, can you throw your cat outside or something? Your cat is a... Oh, I don't know what's going on with it, but I think it's like every other cat. It tries to convert those that don't like cats.
Oliver.
Is that his name?
His name's
Oliver. I just say, get off me.
I think he's in love with Dave. Like, literally, we're sitting at the dinner table last night.
Is that what you call it? Right.
He's jumping all over Dave, and Dave's, like, not throwing the cat, but, like, trying to brush him off.
Yeah.
And you're clearly not a cat person.
No, of course I'm not. I mean, you know, I think I've said this once or twice before. To me, they're a waste of space.
Don't,
you know, they're
say
very
that.
Needy.
They're not.
They are very needy. And your one has been trying to convert me since God knows how long. And last night, it decided to make one last attempt, one last effort, okay?
He also got a few claw marks to a certain part of the region that should not be noticed, and now he's on the air.
Let's just move on for that, because I think I'm going to need that part of the anatomy later in life.
Just want to take some calls. 13, 27, 10. All we're going to say is cats. All right? Cats.
That's all you need to
That's
say.
That's all we're going to say, and we want you to tell us. Cats, you know, part of your family. Do you despise them? Do you hate them? Do you love them? Are you a cat person? Are you not a cat person?
Okay, cats. Enough said, basically. That's all we really need to say. I was around Jay's place last night. His cat is one of those cats that just tries to convert you.
He's affectionate. Don't be nasty.
Affectionate, nothing. He had the claws around the nether regions. That's not affection at all. That's trying to convert me. In more ways than one.
He's only quite young. Like, he's only a few months old.
Right.
So I think he just craves attention. Anybody would think I treat the cat like crap. I don't. but he just latches on to everyone. Dave's clearly not a cat person. We wanted to do the call out. Cat people, where are you? Are you lovers of cats or are you haters of cats?
Okay, Tristan, 13, 27, 10. Cats.
They're annoying. They're a waste of time.
Hey.
They are the boss, not you.
Actually,
right.
Thanks for that. I will say this.
Yeah.
I kind of agree with Tristan because they tend to own the household.
Yeah.
They expect their food to be handed down.
Mm-hmm.
They lounge around doing nothing most of the time.
This kind of reminds me of Generation Y, really, doesn't it?
Most cats probably are. Angela, are you a cat or a dog lover? Cats.
I'm a dog person.
Yeah.
I grew up with cats, but now I've got dogs. We never had dogs as kids.
Okay.
Did you have a cat that, you know, sensed that someone was not a cat person and tried to convince them?
I think they do, because I've got one here that's been adopted by us. It was a stray when we arrived where we're living, and, well, it adopted us, I think.
All right.
Or did we adopt it? Yeah,
that's exactly
so,
right.
So you had no choice in the matter?
No.
That's funny. Thanks for your call, Angela.
All right. Take care.
See you later.
Okay. Look, I'm just going to say the word cats, Harry. Cats.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a cat there. Excuse me. Stepdaughter's cat. We adopted it. Yeah.
Again, did it adopt you or did you adopt it? Because they tend to be, run the household, the old cat.
Yeah, they're pretty good, though. I didn't mind them.
A bit needy,
but...
Needy? You end up being their servant, I think. All right, thank you, Harry. Thanks for the call, mate.
No worries, Jack.
See, like, the cat's probably sitting there telling him what to say. Like, you will say this, we are good.
Okay, so next time we go around your place and we have dinner, can you throw the cat outside or something, please?
No, it's my house and he owns the house and I just pay the mortgage for the house.
Right.
Because the cat is the boss of the place. So
that's the last time I'm going around your place, then.
If you've got an opinion on the cats, go to our Facebook page, CFM Mackay.
If it's making entertainment news headlines,
now that's entertainment.
It's in Access All Areas. And if it's not, it's about to.
All right, big news coming out on George Michael in just a second.
Yeah.
Last night, MasterChef Australia. Did you watch?
Yes. Did you see it? Full of tears. Amelia was kicked out, wasn't she?
I'm just not really ready for it to end. I've got all three judges in tears. I love it. You know, we've all become really close. Gary, George and Matt have given me so much through this competition and shared so much of themselves, and I'm really happy that we were able to form that bond.
I heard a rumour that she almost quit in the first week of the competition.
Yeah, we're going to find out about that later this morning. Plus, George Columbaris offered her a job in front of everybody and said, look, it might be over for you, but you can have a job with us.
There you go.
More on that just after 8 o'clock this morning with Amelia when she joined us live on the air. Big news if you're a Simpsons and a Family Guy fan.
Yes, very much so. Two of the best shows put together, yeah?
Absolutely. They're combining, they're crossing over. Here's a snippet of it. Very funny too, by the way.
Huh. Guess we're in a town called Springfield.
Springfield, eh? What state?
I can't imagine we're allowed to say.
Well, this Springfield place seems nice. We should visit here again.
I don't know, Lois. This seems like a one-shot deal. Oh, and don't drink the water. Everybody around here looks like they have hepatitis.
Wow. Wow. And that's as clean as I could actually play on the air this morning. I'm telling you, it's pretty saucy, most of the episode. Right. I think it might be an adults-only version.
Yeah, don't let the kids watch this one. If anything, it's got Family Guy in it, so no, don't.
George Michael, we haven't heard much of him over the last few months.
Yeah.
Last time, actually, we heard about him was 2 months ago when he was rushed to hospital.
Really? I thought it was when he was buying some property here in Australia.
He's buying property in Australia?
Yeah, he went on a big spending spree.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he must be stressed because the guy literally is cutting himself off for the rest of the world.
Really?
He's only letting his friend David Austin, who's like one of the co-writers with him, to his mansion.
Yeah.
We saw him 2 months ago, as we say, when he went to hospital, and everybody's saying that he's just literally cutting himself off from the world, doesn't want to do anything else but sit at home, watch TV.
Wow. So when he does decide to come out, he's going to look like Forrest Gump when he goes on his running expedition with the big beard and the overgrown locks.
I would pay to see that, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, George Michael running down the street. He's usually running away from the police when they bust him in the toilet. Tonight, Southern Cross 10. Dave, it's going to be the night of all nights.
Yeah, the grand finale of MasterChef Australia for 2014. We've seen the highs and the lows. Sarah Todd from Walkerston, our very own. She's left the competition. But one of the judges joins us this morning. That would be Gary Megan. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. Much appreciated.
Now, okay, first off, what happened with Sarah from Walkerston? Come on.
I don't know. She was, you know, I'm a terrible predictor of the winners. Every year I get it completely wrong. And yeah. I actually thought, no joke, that Sarah was going to take out the title. She's just such a good and intuitive cook. I don't know what happened. She kind of lost her mojo. So, but I think she's going to do very well, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Now, Amelia last night, obviously gone from the competition. George offered her a job on the spot. That's unheard of, really, isn't it?
It is, because she's brilliant. Mm. She's really good. This crop of cooks this year have been absolutely outstanding. And there's moments, and more than, you know, I can name off the top of my head, where they've outdone really what professionals are doing. And putting great dishes together, very interesting, lots of texture, taking in consideration all the different flavours. She is a brilliant little pastry chef. Mm. So, yeah, I'm not surprised he did. It'd be fascinating to see whether she takes up the offer.
Yeah.
Gary, I'm just curious. You know how a lot of Australian workers have to, but they don't have enough time at work, so they have to take some of the work home with them. Do you do the same?
Take work home?
Yeah, yeah. Like the food and everything?
I have a philosophy in life now, because I can't not do it,
yeah.
Is that I'm always working, always playing. So basically what I tried to do in my past life was draw a line in the sand between work and play, and I can't do it. In hospitality, it's almost impossible. So always working, always playing. So if I'm on holiday, it's always about food. If I'm, I don't know, planning a day trip out somewhere to the country, there's always food at the end somewhere. Mm. If I'm out to a restaurant, I'm always looking at the cutlery and checking out the dish and wondering what's in it. So, and I actually enjoy that. It's
right.
Become a lifestyle, hence the body shape.
Yeah,
there's no escaping it.
I often look at you guys, you fellas, the judges, and I think to myself, do you honestly have people who offer to make you dinner? Like, you know, because I would be too scared to make you, any of you judges dinner because you would be judging my food.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you know us, then you know that we'll eat anything, honestly. I mean, the pleasure of it, actually, is somebody else cooking for me. I love that, you know, and actually, in my house, my wife doesn't cook an enormous amount. It's normally the deal that I do, and she does something else. But when she cooks for me, it's just, yeah, it's a wonderful thing. I really enjoy it, because I actually think food is a... It's one of the most personal things you can do for someone.
Well, speaking of food, the Serena show is on this weekend here around our neck of the woods, and we've decided to enter the competition for the scones. What's the recipe for a really good scone?
For a really good scone?
Yeah.
Buy my book.
All right.
I've got a book called, no, seriously, and I've got a recipe that I remember many years ago. We all had this little challenge. It was like a mid-afternoon challenge in the kitchen. I mean, this is a fine dining restaurant, and someone said, oh, we've got scones on this afternoon for an afternoon tea. Oh, mine's the best recipe. So about six of us made scones, and I was absolutely convinced, of course, that mine were going to be the best, and they weren't.
Aye.
And a young apprentice at the time made these beautiful scones, simple recipe, where it's just chucked together and stir. And it's become my recipe ever since. Never given her any credit, which is perfect. That's what you're supposed to do.
We won't
pass like
on.
A true chef, yes.
Well, tonight it's going to be...
No, I'm being serious. If you can download the recipe, do it, make it, you'll be surprised.
Yeah, we're going to totally steal it, and then we're not going to give you any credit for it, Gary.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Stealing. I was pottering around, and it came to me.
Well, tonight it's the big grand final. We can't wait to see what the outcome is tonight. MasterChef Australia, Gary joining us, one of the judges this morning. Thanks for that, mate. We'll see you tonight on the telly.
Brilliant stuff. Make sure you tune in.